Smart, okay. Investigative journalist. Good. Well, look at me and tell me what you see. With that skillful, you don't need an interview. You can just read what you need. No? Okay, my turn. I look at you and I see someone who's still waiting for their first big scoop, so that their editor will notice them. You're wearing an expensive skirt that has been rehemmed twice, only posh skirt you've got, and your nails, you can't afford to do them that often. I see someone who's hungry. I don't see smart, and I definitely don't see trustworthy, but I'll give you a quote if you like, three little words. You repel me.
A consulting criminal.
Yes.
Your words. Can you expand on that answer?
James Moriarty is for hire.
A tradesman?
Yes.
But not the sort who'd fix your heating?
No, the sort who'd plant a bomb or stage an assassination, but I'm sure he'd make a pretty decent job of your boiler.
Would you describe him as... What?
Can't do that. You're leading the witness. He'll object and the judge will uphold.
Mr. Holmes.
Ask me how. How would I describe him? What opinion have I formed of him? He'll not teach you this.
Mr. Holmes, we're fine without your help.
How would you describe this man, his character?
First mistake. James Moriarty isn't a man at all. He's a spider. A spider at the center of a web. Criminal web with 1,000 threads, and he knows precisely how each and every single one of them dances.
And how long?
No, no, don't do that. That's really not a good question.
Mr. Holmes.
How long have I known him? Not really your best line of inquiry. We met twice, 5 minutes in total. I pulled a gun, he tried to blow me up. I felt we had a special something.
Miss Sorrell, are you seriously claiming this man is an expert? After knowing the accused for just 5 minutes?
2 minutes would have made me an expert. Five was ample.
Mr. Holmes, that's a matter for the jury.
Oh, really? One librarian, two teachers, two high-pressure jobs, probably the city. Foreman's a medical secretary, trained abroad, judging by her shorthand.
Mr. Holmes!
Seven are married and two are having an affair with each other, it would seem. Oh, and they've just had tea and biscuits. Would you like to know who ate the wafer?
Mr. Holmes! You've been called here to answer Miss Sorrell's questions, not to give us a display of your intellectual prowess. Keep your answers brief and to the point. Anything else will be treated as contempt. Do you think you could survive for just a few minutes without showing off?